Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Ron Albert, who is the president, CEO, and owner of Greens, which is a company which has this really cool technology that he's going to tell us about. Hi, Ron. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Kathy. Nice to meet you in that. I'm glad to be here in that. Looking forward to putting out my product in that. I love what we've done is we've designed a retrofit system that goes into any ice resurfacer machine, like Zamboni, Olympia, existing ones, and what we do is we start melting the snow right inside the machine. We filter it through a hopper system that we designed, and we put it into the hot water tank, which we end up heating up to 140, which ORFA calls for, and that for a good ice surface, and we put it right back on the ice.
So instead of having like the piles of snow outside the arena back door, now people they won't have to be using new water every time. They
Correct.
Can just resurface with the same water.
Correct.
So that's going to save a lot of money.
Oh, it's going to save a lot of money. It's going to save a lot of energy in that. And the water is going to be, savings is phenomenal. Like the potable water that we're going to save is phenomenal.
Well, especially in, I mean, it's not so much of an issue here, but some places don't have a high water quantity that they can be spreading loosely on.
Yeah.
You know, they have to be careful of their water use.
Correct.
So, when did you start the...
We started this back in 2012.
Okay.
Is when I first started it. That's when all the bills and everything started going up. Water bills started going up. Electrical bills started going up and that. So I decided to do a patent search and see if there was anything out there in that. And people were trying to make Zambonis in Olympia. And I said, well, why do that? Let's look into a retrofit system to go into these existing ones and bring them up to the new year here.
Yeah, because it's not a very big setup, is it? Like, I looked at your website and I saw it was like sitting on a, I don't know how big to describe it, but it seemed quite small for all the things it does.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there. It's a lot of engineering that went into it to get it to where it was to be able to melt the snow in efficient time and get it up to the heat that it needs to be at and to filter it and that. We ended up
Especially filtering, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of crap on the ice after it's been skated on a bunch of times.
There's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but the heat that we get it up to basically kills anything that's in there.
Right.
And we do have ultraviolet light systems that we can put into our systems and that too that helps alleviate that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's quite the system. There's a lot of complex parts into it. We ended up partnering with Viessmann Boiler Systems, who came on board with us, and they're one of the biggest boiler systems in the world. And they gave us their engineering department and that, and we've done a lot of studies.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really neat. Are you selling these units now?
We're at the point right now to get the funding
to
be able to start manufacturing these. We're looking at putting one in Russell with a new three-pad arena that's coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at putting one here and then either at the Senseplex or at Carleton University.
So, funding. Yeah. You were on Dragon's Den recently.
Oh, yes.
Let's hear about that.
That was quite the experience. Getting down there, we were late getting our application in, and they called us on a Thursday night. Me and my wife were out of town, and we got back in town and that. We got that call on Thursday night and said, have your machine and be down here on Monday morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And when they did that, we had to get all the way down there and that and get down to John Street with the machine and everything. And that's another experience. It's too long of a story to go into and that. But we finally got down there and that, and then we got up into Dragon's Den. They squeezed us in because they wanted us in this product.
Oh.
This,
well, that's interesting.
Yes.
So the show has aired now, so we can tell what happened. Tell us what happened.
Yes, we ended up getting a deal with Wes.
That's Wes Hall?
Yeah, Wes Hall, which was fantastic. He was kind of the one we were targeting. He's got the most, the biggest environmental company in Canada, and so he was looking at us, and he's got good contacts with the NHL.
Right.
Which is great. But having any of the dragons would have been a bonus because they're all so well-versed on everything that they're doing in business, and the contacts that they have are just unbelievable.
Well, I know I watch the show quite often, and it's like, yeah, I would like any of those people doing anything to help would be so great.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And there was so much that was edited out of that. Mm-hmm. Like, as you know, as a producer, how much gets edited out. It was edited out a lot and there's some things in there that Arlene Dickinson, and that she doesn't want to come in because she knows not too much about it and that. But if there's anything that we need, and that she'd love to make some calls for us.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And that was huge. And then Vince and Michelle and that were great too. Like, they would have been great partners too if mm-hmm. we could have got
you. So how much money did you get?
We ended up with $500,000 mm-hmm. For 49% of our company in that.
Okay.
And then a $3 million line of credit.
Wow.
Yeah.
$3.5 million.
Yeah, $3.5 million deal.
Wow, so that should be enough to get you like really ramped up and.
Oh well, yeah, it's got me ready to go. I wanna start moving this product, and the biggest thing about it too is I wanna get it out there. It's not the money, it's not the percentage or whatever, and that is to get the product out there and that so that we can start saving municipalities money.
Right.
Okay, and get kids back into Holly. I coached a junior hockey at the junior B level. I want kids to experience that. Like, be able to get into the arenas, not be charged a fortune to be there and that. Mm-hmm. That would help with the figure skating, kids just getting in there to play hockey, shinny hockey even. Mm-hmm. Or I want the kids to be able to experience that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Well, and if you're doing something that's a high-speed sport, like figure skating and hockey, it works way better if it's a good ice surface,
correct.
Right? Like,
correct. It's a big difference.
Even just for casual skating, you know, that's nothing. There's nothing like that feeling of catching your skate in that groove in the ice.
Yeah, exactly. Go for a little slide on the ice. You know? No, it's a good feeling. And that's basically what we're in. You know, money and all that stuff comes with the company and that. But it's mainly to get it out there so that mm-hmm. it doesn't cost mm-hmm. as much.
So where is it going to be manufactured?
We're going to start here in Chesterville.
Right.
We can probably do about 4 machines out of the shop that we have now. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be building a bigger facility.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So you guys are just trucking right along,
we're
eh?
Trucking along. And we're going to try to get this going as yeah. fast as we can.
Well, and it's cool that you're, like, you live in Russell, I think you said, and manufacturing in Chesterville, which is just down the road a little ways. So that's, that's super.
Yeah.
Well, we're pretty much out of time. Do you want to add anything before we sign off?
No, I'm just looking forward to bring it to this area and that, and around the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's going to go global. So I'm looking forward to that. And the challenges are there and I love it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there will be some challenges ahead, I'm pretty sure. But it's going to be good. If people are interested, how do they find out about you? How do they contact you?
They can go to our website, greens.net or greens.co or greens.ca, and they can go on there and take a look at our website. There's an order form on there. If they want to pursue it a little farther, mm-hmm. they can go on and fill out the order form, and I'll look into it.
Okay, and Greens is G-R-E-I-N-S. Do you want to tell us what that stands for?
Greens stands for Green Recycled Energy Ice and Snow.
Perfect. Well, thanks very much for coming in again. I really appreciate it. I'm Candace Vetter, and this is Local First. I'm speaking with Ron Albert, who is the owner of
Greens Environment Technology.
Greens Environment Technology. Recently had a starring moment on Dragon's Den.
Well, thank you, Candace.
Okay, it's our pleasure. This is CJRO Radio, last on the dial and first for local news.